This is Jesus speaking, and Jesus said, verse 44, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he has found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." John, why don't you come up and tell us what that's all about?
If you're a little one, do come closer if you want to. But I'm going to ask you if you could just move across just one space, just for various reasons. I want to start with a question, and the question is, here it comes, be thinking, it's going to come, here it is. If right now you could ask for something and get it, what would that something be? Okay, so if right now you could have something and you could get that thing, what would it be? Would it be that Christmas present that you've wanted? And every Christmas, the same disappointment as you open the present and you get socks. Could it be, I don't know, that car, you know, and you're driving around and you want to have that car? Or maybe it's a job. Or maybe it's, I don't know. What is it? That's something which you, if you could have it right now, you'd get that thing. I wonder what that is for you. Well, today, in our story, Jesus tells us two stories about two men that found something so amazing that they were ready to give up everything to get it. And let's think of our first story, number one. Jesus says that life with God is the best. Life with God is the best. Now, in our first story, it all starts with a man, and he works in a field. And he goes about all day, every day, and he digs, and he plants, and then he digs, and then he plants all day. And this is an important instrument, by the way. Come and talk to me later on. He digs, and he plants, he digs, and he plants, and he digs. And he plants, and one day, he was digging, he was planting, he was digging, and he dug a little bit deeper, he dug a little bit deeper still, and all of a sudden, there was a noise. So he dug again, and there was a noise. And then his friend came along to help him, and do you know what they found? They found...
quite heavy.
They found some treasure. And the man, they were so amazed, they were so excited, they found this treasure. Now Jesus says in our first story that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure. That is, life with God is like treasure. What's treasure? Well, treasure's good, isn't it? Treasure is something that's valuable. Treasure is something that you really, really want. And that's what Jesus says in our first story, that the kingdom of heaven, that life with God, is like treasure. But he also says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. Now, oh, I've just realized. I saw something. Hang on a second. What's this? Keep looking, keep looking. Don't take your eyes off me. What's this? What's this? Everything in this church belongs to Matt Pope. That's interesting, isn't it? What does that mean for our story today? Well, it means that if everything in this church belongs to Matt Pope, then the treasure that we've just found in this church belongs to Matt Pope. So, in our story, this is what happened. The man was in the field, he was digging, he was planting, he was digging and planting, and he found some treasure, but the field, it didn't belong to him. So what he did, he went away, and he sold everything he had, and he went to the man, and he said, "I want to buy the field."
It's going to cost a lot of money.
That's all right, I've got lots of money.
If you've got
this much money, I'll sell it to you.
Great. I've got that much money.
It's yours.
Thank you. And he went away. Now, the point is this. Okay. Did the man expect to find that treasure that was hidden in the field? No. And what did he do with it? He hid it again. He covered it over. And he went away and sold everything he had to buy the field. Now, in order to get the treasure, the man needed to buy the field. In order to get our treasure, we had to buy the church that belonged to Matt Pope. Well, he knew that the treasure that he found, was the best thing. He knew that it was worth selling everything he had to get it. And that's what Jesus says. Life with God is the best. And there's a question. Do you know this? Maybe you're still thinking that Christmas present will be the thing that's going to make your life better. Or that car. If you just get that car, that's going to be the best thing. Or that job. Do you know this? That actually Jesus says no. Jesus says that the best thing is life with God forever. And there's always a choice. Are we going to go towards the thing we think is going to make things better? Or are we going to go to Jesus? And our next story tells us a similar thing, but this time it's about a man who was a merchant. Now, a merchant was somebody who would go around and they would buy things and then they'd sell things and then they'd go around somewhere else and they'd buy more things and sell more things to make lots and lots of money. A merchant was all about making money. And Jesus says in our story today that the kingdom of heaven, life with God, is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. What was his job? He was a merchant. What was he doing? He was looking. Now, all of us, whether we know it or not, are looking. And we're looking and we're looking for that thing. That thing that's going to make everything better. That thing that's going to just make the difference in my life. And we're looking and we think we found it. And then we think, this is it, I found it. But then it doesn't work, or it doesn't satisfy. And so we keep looking, and we keep looking. Now, in our story today, our man went away. He went on this long journey, and he was there. And I want you to imagine a table. And on this table were so many pearls, and they all looked amazing, and they were, like, shining, and they were bright, and he was looking through these pearls. And as he was looking through the pearls on the table, he found one pearl, just one, and he knew this pearl was it. He knew it. It was the brightest of the brightest pearls. It was the biggest of the biggest pearls, and he picked it up, but he knew it was going to cost everything. So he went away. He sold everything he had, and he went back, and he bought that pearl. Do you see? The man was looking, and he was looking, and he was looking. And when he found that pearl, he knew it. This is it. And Jesus says, life with God is worth finding. And I wonder, are you still looking? Are you still wondering, is that job, that promotion, is that toy next Christmas, is that thing going to be the thing that makes the difference in my life? And Jesus says, no. Life with God, the kingdom of heaven, is the best. Life with God is worth finding. Because we're all looking for something. We're all looking for something to make us happy. And I wonder what that is for you. What was that thing when you could have it right now? What was it? And you think that's it. I wonder. Today is a choice, isn't there? Are we going to believe and think that actually, yes, Jesus is right. Life with God is the best thing. Are we going to look to him? And if you want to do that, then take away a copy of the gospel. This is what in here is the story of Jesus and You can read all about Jesus in the gospel and to find out if what he said is true. And one of the most amazing things Jesus did was that he, like the men who went away and gave up everything they had, on the cross, Jesus gave up everything he had to give us everything and to give us life with God forever. And if you want to now, I'm going to put a prayer on the board. And I'm going to say this prayer. And if you'd like to, pray this and you can make this prayer your own. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you sent Jesus to save me from my sin and make it possible for me to know life with you forever. I believe that life with you is the best. In Jesus' name, amen.